welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, a story that you really have to hear to believe. Funeral home directors alleged to have cut up corpses, sold some of the parts off on the black market. Yikes. First, though, fresh off a triumphant weekend of karaoke, NPR's Rachel Martin joins us with today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Hey, everyone. Good morning. Three Americans have won the Nobel Prize for Economics. Leonid Hurwitz, Eric Meskin, and Roger Meyerson have been honored for laying the foundations of something called mechanism design theory. In its citation, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said mechanism design theory allowed economists to distinguish situations where markets work well from those where they don't. This award wraps up a week of Nobel announcements, and Team America shared in three awards. Along with economics, two Americans were named winners for the prize in medicine, and former President Al Gore won the Nobel Peace Prize, sharing that with the UN panel on climate control. And are reports of a possible assassination attempt enough to keep Russian President Vladimir Putin away from Iran? Nope. There have been reports that Putin would abort his trip to Tehran, scheduled for today. But at a press conference in Germany today, Putin said he was going ahead with the trip. Yesterday, Russia's Interfax news agency reported on the assassination plot, naming unnamed sources. The Interfax report said Russian security services had been told that suicide bombers and kidnappers were training to kill or capture Putin on his visit. Iran is calling the report totally baseless. Putin is supposed to fly from Germany to Iran today to speak with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad about Iran's nuclear program, among other issues. Putin would be the first Russian premier to visit Tehran since Joseph Stalin went in 1943. And just in case you missed this story over the weekend, a retired general who led U.S. forces in Iraq delivered a damning assessment of the war and blamed the Bush administration for what he called the catastrophic and flawed war plan. Lieutenant General Rick Sanchez led U.S. forces at the start of the insurgency in Iraq in 2003 and was the top U.S. military official in Iraq during the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. He's now the most senior war commander to slam the war. Sanchez delivered his criticism in a speech Friday in Virginia. He called the war a, quote, nightmare with no end in sight. In response, a spokeswoman for the National Council Security Council said, while more work is needed to be done in Iraq, progress is being made. And switching gears over to sports, the Rockies are now one game away from the World Series after they beat the Diamondbacks 4-1 last night. Colorado now leads the NLCS 3-0. The two teams play again tonight, as do the Indians and the Red Sox. And in football, the first college football BCS poll is out. Ohio State is number one, followed by South Florida, Boston College, LSU, and Oklahoma. And last night in the NFL, the Patriots dominated the Cowboys in the weekend's biggest game, 48-27, handing the Cowboys their first loss of the season. And in Sunday night football, the Saints topped the Seahawks, 28-17. And finally, it's Monday, so we talk a little bit about the movies. And there's been a lot of hype surrounding George Clooney's new movie, Michael Clayton, which opened this weekend, along with the new Elizabeth sequel starring Kate Blanchett. But these Oscar-winning names didn't pull in nearly the big box office bucks like this film.
Whose idea was it for us to come up to the snow?
It's beautiful here, you have to admit this.
It's beautiful.
Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married debuted as the number one weekend movie, bringing in about $21.5 million. The marital drama stars an ensemble cast, including Janet Jackson, Malik Yoba, and writer-director Perry. The Game Plan, starring The Rock, was neck and neck with Michael Clayton, and crime thriller We Own the Night, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Mark Wahlberg, coming in at number two. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke Nelson, your turn.
Thank you, Rachel. I got to say, Michael Clayton, I saw it this weekend. One of the best movies I've seen in maybe 5 years.
Really?
Really, really good.
I tried to see it, and it was sold out for three shows, so I saw the Darjeeling Limited, which was really pretty great as well.
I liked that as well. And I walked by a theater where Why Did I Get Married was playing, and people were dying. They were laughing so much. So maybe both movies. Something you should check out.